All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're all set to get ready to rock and roll for the almighty 2010 Trashin' Show. I'm going to put the music on. The show's going to start. We just want you to enjoy yourselves. Watch out, we've got a catwalk here. The models are going to be walking right down the front so everybody can see them and the beautiful things that have been designed and placed on them. Here we go. Johnny is wearing a woven plastic crappy sack poncho with a rice bag print on the back. It's Cow Brand, and that's deluxe. Piper and Cooper are sporting the latest in tassel plastic bag fashion. Cooper has a crossover style overall pant, which is denim in its origin, but used today with plastic bags which originally contained rice. These are deluxe rice bags, Surya brand, Minor, and Flower. That is the way to go. The skirt is made from Mark's coffee packets. And Dan is wearing his own design, which is assorted boxes and rubbish. The hats are made from pizza plates and assorted community rubbish. The vinyl bags have real vinyl records on the side, cassette tape woven to hold them together, and audio cable as the straps. Other than Dominique, oh, setting the catwalk on fire! Ladies, control yourselves! These boys are hot! Never hotter in Sonny's rice bag designs. That's a hoodie. That's how rappers who cut rice, yeah, dress. Next up by designer Jyoti Sparrow, made from origami-styled fashion magazines, Tetra Pak and Apple Packing Foam, a dress to make your eyes water. This spectacular piece is modeled by supermodel Teresa. Awesome. Never wear a combination so powerful. Note the shoes with the flower detailing, the apple packing leaves in the hairpiece. Awesome, a face in the middle sets this piece off. Central, symmetrical, asymmetrical. Never did fashion magazines look so good. Brigitte Nicole are sporting Matry Gold accessories. Everybody knows they're recycled Matrimandia tiles. Rather than throw them away, they thought they'd make them into beautiful jewelry. And don't they look lovely, Brigitte and Nicole? Lovely stuff.
Well, I had it 6 years ago when I first saw the Matrimandia tiles, and from that moment I started to work on Matry Gold. And 2/3 of my production are made with the waste tiles, actually.
Put your hands together one more time for our spectacular models, all our designers. They have worked very hard. Ladies and gentlemen, give them a warm round of applause.
I thought it was great, the fashion show, or the Trashin' Show. That was really fantastic. Although I couldn't see, it was too, I was upstairs and it was a bit too far for me to see all the details, but I really liked it.
It was fantastic, great to see that many designers have come together, put up a nice show, and they have actually used many kind of garbages, and what else? Yeah, it was gorgeous also. There were like many materials and stuffs which we never think of utilizing them in a particular way and style. But yeah, as a designer's point of view, it was fantastic.
I like Johnny's poncho a lot. I thought that was good. I thought the way each costume was different was very good.
I was so inspired. Like, I could totally go out now and do a dress on my own. And I'm, yeah, actually kind of disappointed that I didn't participate, but I loved to watch it. And I'm amazed by the creativity of our real people.
It was amazing. I really liked the girl on with pink and green suit and the one with the ruffles.
Oh, really creative. And the yellow one was even more exciting, I guess.
Yeah, I'm definitely inspiring because myself, I'm working on a recycling waste project in Upasana. So I'm looking forward to now develop a better collection, I guess. So that's all.